everybody, Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this video anywhere else except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video, right down there, you know what? There's all kinds of text, graphics, links that go along with this podcast that make it even better. All right. Let's see what we got here. Oh, this is like the third in the series All Cal episode. Normally, I have Meredith with me, or I have Elron, or if you've been a long-term watcher, you remember Celeste. What a great gal. But she's no longer doing these with me. She fills in once in a while. She's done that. She's that great. But right now, for these last two episodes and this one, I'm all by myself. All Cal episode, all Cal, all the time. But I promise you, next week, I think we're going to have Meredith back. If not Meredith, I'll have somebody else, probably Elron. But I think we're going to have Meredith back. I know you guys love her and miss her. But she's been out having fun or something, bogged down with clients, whole bunch of stuff. Actually, I know she did some traveling, and then she had to come back and like catch up on clients and that kind of thing. All right. It's Hypno Friday, and by the time you're watching this, the NGH convention is over. I hope you were there. I hope you got in on the action. I hope you said, hey, Cal, and you know, told me that you like to watch the videos and all that kind of stuff. All right. Oh, in the last two episodes, you saw that I had this button on, and some of you are kind of thinking, I can't read that on my computer screen. Hold it up, and it says, be a hypno one percenter, five pather. What's a one percenter? A one percenter is a person who's the best of the best in the profession. And you know what? Our certification course and our Week of Power course, it was designed to create one percenters in the most effective and efficient way possible. All right, so what have you been up to, Cal? Why, thank you for asking. And you know what I've been up to? As you know, I wasn't riding my bicycle at all while I was away and at the convention. Oh, you know what? I keep talking about the convention, but actually, I left California like on Thursday, August 5th, and went to Chicago to visit my daughter, Kelsey. You remember her? We've had some episodes with her. She was once a hypnotherapist at our center, but now she's off doing other things in Chicago because she's got a degree in marketing and all that kind of stuff. And she works for some big muckety-muck advertising agency or something like that. And she's gotten engaged to Dave her beau. So what I'm going to do is right below here, I'm going to put a link to one or two of the podcasts she did in the past. It was like podcast 51 or something like that. And you can kind of jog your memory who Kelsey is, our daughter. And, you know, I think that would be interesting for some of you. Anyway, so we were gone for not just the convention. We were there visiting for a few days in Chicago. Then we went to the convention. And now I'm probably back in California and writing all over again. And boy, I know it's tough. I know I should be more positive than that, but I've taken time off before, and I know how you pay for it in the end, if you know what I mean. So I'll be getting the end all reconditioned to writing, because on September 11th, wish me luck, I'm going to be doing the Amtrak ride. It's 100 miles from Irvine, California to San Diego. I did it last year. It took us 109 miles because we did a wrong turn, and then we had that big uphill, you know, it was hard. So I've been really, really practicing this year so it'll go easier. All right, on to the topic of the show today. Oh, I just want to put another plug in for the Solid Gold Weekend is not in Las Vegas this year, in case you haven't got the memo. It's going to be in Anaheim, California, right where like Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, all that good stuff is. And I want you to be there for all the best speakers from the previous convention. They're going to be here in California. And I usually have to go to Vegas, or you have to go to like Massachusetts, you know, Marlborough, Massachusetts, where the convention is. to hear these people. I'm going to put a list as soon as I know who everybody is that's going to be speaking. I'll put it right here on the website. But in the meantime, Cal Banyan's going to be one of the speakers, and I want to talk about what you want me to talk about so that you have a really good reason to be there. But, you know, if you're not already tired of, you know, listening to me, I think that I could give you a really good talk if I knew exactly what you wanted to hear about. So let me know. Leave a comment. We could talk about marketing. We could talk about age regression. We could talk about parts work. We could talk about how to write hypnotic inductions on the fly, anything you want, and I'll be happy to do it. Maybe expand on something we've talked about in one of the previous episodes. All right, so that's it. That's off my list. Let's see what I got for today's topic. As I mentioned before, what will happen is people send in questions and topic ideas. And sometimes we also harvest them from some of the Yahoo groups out there. We have a number of hypnosis Yahoo groups like Talk About Hypnosis, Speedy Inductions, Hypnosis with Spirit. These are all groups that we moderate. There's also some other good hypnosis groups out there, and we look to see what kind of questions are really interesting. And here's one that came up, and I've been avoiding it for a while. That's one of the problems with doing the talk all by myself, is when your throat gets dry, you have to then sip on camera. And where normally I do most of my sipping while either Elron is talking or Meredith is talking. So, you know, you have to excuse me while I take a breath and have a sip. So now the throat is good. Here's the one. Drum roll. Can hypnosis heal cancer and chronic illnesses such as heart disease? Well, we really need more empirical research to definitively and in a scientific way say hypnosis does this, this, and this. I'm going to tell you what my stance is. You're going to be surprised. Hypnosis doesn't heal anything. It doesn't heal heart disease. It doesn't heal cancer. It doesn't heal the common cold. It doesn't heal any disease. But back when I was in graduate school for psychology, I learned about this thing called the diathesis stress hypothesis. Well, that was a long time ago, back when I was a graduate student. And now they call it the diathesis stress model. So it's come out of that hypothesis stage, and it's been amped up a little bit, and more credibility. Now, when psychologists and psychiatrists talk about the diathesis stress model, they're usually talking about mental illness and mental disorders and that kind of thing. But I think what it could really be generalized to just about all forms of chronic illness. Let me tell you what that is in a nutshell, in a thumbnail sketch. Basically, the idea is diathesis means like two causes, not just one. And so they'll say people with like schizophrenia or other, you know, serious mental illnesses may have an underlying physical propensity towards the problem. It could be because of an illness. It could be because of an injury to the brain. It could be because of genetic factors, something like that. And then environmental stressors, which could be chemical. It could be familial, things in the family. It could be emotional. It could be trauma, you know, some kind of terrible thing happened to them. And this combination, diathesis stress hypothesis, that this underlying weakness in the system or propensity towards having the problem then meets enough stress in the environment. And you know what happens? Together, they're enough to trigger the illness. Well, this makes sense with just about all kinds of, not all kinds, but a whole bunch of different serious chronic illnesses. And research has been piling up that stress can be a negative component to all kinds of illnesses. Now, a lot of times they don't say it's causal. You know, it's not the cause of heart disease, or it's not the cause of cancer, but certainly stress may trigger different kinds of illnesses earlier on or later, depending on when the stress hits. This is more evident, and you can do your search on Google or whatever, but and that stress can, they're building a pretty good set of evidence that stress is a component, a serious component of like heart disease, high blood pressure, and stuff like that. Well, the question is, can hypnosis heal cancer and chronic illnesses? Now, stress. What's stress? One of the stress that I'm going to talk about is quite often really fear, anxiety, guilt, frustration, these emotions that do not get satisfied. They just are chronic, ongoing fear, anger, guilt, frustration, depression, constantly going on. And what happens is, in my view, and what I'm seeing in the whole picture, is these emotions are made up completely of your energy. Your anger is your anger. Your sadness is your sadness. Your frustration is your frustration. And emotions are made out of energy, chemical, biological, electromagnetic. That's how your body functions. Hormones, chemical, biochemical, all these emotions are made out of energy, and your energy is finite. And so long as you have these unresolved emotions inside of you, be it stress or frustration or fear or anger or guilt, and it's been there for a long, long time, maybe ever since you were a little kid, a curtain-climbing, crumb-snatching lawn monster yourself, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old, and it's been there, and you know what? It wants to express itself. It wants to come out, that anger, that sadness, that frustration. But all your life, people have told you to squash those feelings down. So I want you to kind of think about this emotion. It wants to come up and be expressed. And but we can't, if we start being angry or sad all the time or expressing our frustration, society doesn't like that. So they tell us to, you know, just keep it to yourself, squash it down. And so we squash it down inside of us. Now, the energy that's involved in the emotion is trying to be expressed. It's trying to get push up, and get it expressed. But we can't have that happen. So we push it down. Now, how much energy does it take to push it down? Well, physics will tell you that it takes an equal or greater amount of energy to push something down as to keep something down that's trying to come up. So that makes things worse. The energy that's being used up in creating and maintaining these chronic emotions are also being pushed down, and that takes greater energy. And so this is all your energy being used up all the time. Now, when other health challenges come up, be it a cold, a flu, or cancer, or high blood pressure, anything where your body needs to heal itself, to balance itself, some of your energy is being used up in creating this negative emotion, the fear, the anger, the guilt, the frustration, the depression, and some of your energy is being used to press it down. This is energy that cannot be used for healing. And all of that emotion trying to come up and the emotion and the energy trying to push it down, there's another word for that, stress. So that chronic stress is using up the energy that could be used towards healing in biological and medical terms. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical person. But as my reading tells me, that what happens is this stress does things like lowers your immune ability, your immune function. Well, gosh, when you get rid of the stress, the fear, the anger, the guilt that's been inside of you for so long, then that energy can be used for other things, like your immune system, like building your body, like healing. And so, can hypnosis heal cancer? Hypnosis doesn't heal anything. Can hypnosis be used to heal, all these different chronic diseases? Okay, here's my answer. Hypnosis in the style of 5-Path, where we go in and we neutralize emotions that are no longer useful, emotions from the past, then what happens is those emotions are no longer taking our energy to be expressed. We're no longer having to use our energy to push it down. Our immune system works better. The energy is available for healing. And what happens is then there's only, in my view, two sources of healing. It's not the doctor. It's not the drugs. It's not hypnosis. Two. And you get to write to your own opinion. This is mine. One is your body's own innate ability to heal. When you've got rest, when you've got food, when you've got air, these essential things, your body likes to heal, and it will heal. The other source of healing, besides your body's own innate ability to heal, is God. I'm a God person. And I believe that God and these kinds of things can aid healing also. So your body's ability to heal and divine intervention. So can hypnosis heal anything? No. But we can use hypnosis to eliminate these the stress that we carry around inside. When we greatly reduce or eliminate this stress, then our body can heal better, either through divine interaction, the spiritual energy we can pull in, however you call that, whatever model you use, whatever belief system is right for you, and also your body's innate ability to heal. So, what does that mean? I believe that every hospital, every medical clinic should have a hypnotherapist on staff to help aid in the healing work that they're doing. Just like many clinics or hospitals or medical facilities either have on staff or refer to people who are physical therapists, massage therapists, occupational therapists. And that would be the role in healing for the hypnotherapist to aid in that kind of way. So there you go. That's my answer to does hypnosis heal cancer? All right, good. I got some more time. I'm going to move on to my very next thing. Oh, and besides, I think I'm going to be able to put a link or two down below with regard to the incidence of breast cancer in women and how anxiety and depression can have an effect on that, and anything else I dig up in the meantime. One last thing. Should you, what about empirical evidence about hypnosis healing this and healing that, or helping, or being a complementary approach for chronic illness and stuff? You know what? Hypnosis, it can't hurt. Just do it. 5-Path, 7-Path self-hypnosis, teaching the secret language of feelings, helping people to understand the principles of emotional wisdom as outlined in my book, The Secret Language of Feelings. It can't hurt. And so go ahead and try it and report back. Let me know how it goes. All right, what's next on my list? How to handle painful regressions to minimize the pain of re-experiencing ISEs and SSEs. Okay. In one of our groups, I think it was a 5-Path group, one of the grads was asking, gosh, I'm really kind of concerned about when I do regression with my clients to have them relive these painful events. Okay. As I remember in Marilyn Gordon's book, I think, what was the name of that? Healing is remembering who you are, not in print. She said, the way out is through. And she might have gotten that from someone else before, but what that means is, the way to get out of these problems that we have, especially in problems that have an emotional component, like chronic illness that I was talking about, or the too much behaviors, eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much. These are ways to manage our emotions. When everyone knows when smokers get frustrated, they smoke. When drinkers get frustrated, they drink. When someone becomes emotional and they're an overeater, they overeat. So there's just too much behaviors. So in order to get out of these things, we kind of have to go through them. And one of the most powerful techniques or processes available to the hypnosis professional is age regression. And true age regression requires a deep level of hypnosis. Harry Aaron's stage 4 or deeper, the levels of somnambulism. Now, why? Because a true age regression is a hallucination, a reliving of a past event. And typically what we will do, as you know, you've been following this program for any period of time, you know that one of the main tools is affect bridge age regression, where we bring up the emotion associated with the problem, and then we follow it back through the different times in their life that they felt that way, all the way back to the ISE. And the one thing is you don't really know where you're going to go. It could be some very minor thing that is the ISE, initial sensitizing event, or the ISE and the SSEs, which are subsequent sensitizing events. It could be very painful events from their past, either physically or emotionally. Now, as they're going back in time, they're going to relive those events to varying degrees. And I'm going to introduce an idea that some of you may not have heard of, and it's the associative, let me see if I can get this, associated versus disassociated states. Now, when we regress someone and they're reliving the event, that is associated age regression. They are reliving the events. And really, that's the preferred way to do regression, because they're reliving the event and they can answer those Fab Five questions most accurately when they're reliving them, as opposed to just remembering them. Okay, because they're reliving them, they can answer what's happening, what are you thinking, what are you feeling, how old are you, and is this emotion familiar or new? In my view, the most accurate answer to those are going to happen when the person is reliving the event as opposed to just remembering. Now, once we've gone all the way back to the ISE and we're going to do the work that needs to be done, which is typically the informed child technique, we go back before the event and then we give them the information they need to overcome the problem when they go through it. Now, this is not... there's lots and lots of videos on this website about doing informed child technique and age regression, and I don't want to go into a lot of detail about that. But what I can say is, in the informed child technique, what we want to do is give them whatever information, whatever insight they need, so that they can go through the event again without being negatively affected by it, without picking up false beliefs, without experiencing erroneous emotions, which come from those misperceptions about the situation, which lead to false beliefs about themselves and the world. Now, if the event, the ISE, initial sensitizing event, the first event, and the SSEs were very physically painful or extremely emotionally painful, there's a good reason to not make them go through the event in the associated state again. Why have them relive those events if we can avoid it? And so here is the alternative. And I only use it in painful, really painfully emotional, emotionally painful events or physically painful events, such as being beaten being raped, being molested, other very fearful, traumatic type events. And that is, take them through in the disassociated event. And so I'll say something like this as a suggestion. Let's say that we had regressed the individual to 5 years old. That was the ISC. The ISC was very painful. We took the person before the ISC. We did the informed child work. We told them what they needed so they could go through the event again without picking up the beliefs, without experiencing the erroneously based emotions. Okay. And we say to that five, we go five, in a moment count from one to three, and it's going to happen all over again. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, and I'll say, be grown up. You're watching. You know everything he's thinking, everything that he's feeling, what's happening. And so I put the grown-up aspect of my client, the one that's, you know, in my chair, the one that's paying the bills, in the reporter's role. What's happening? Now what is he thinking? Now what is he feeling? And as we do that, because we've done the age regression in the associated state, my client is very strongly connected to these younger aspects themselves. They know the older aspect of my client, the grown-up, has now good memory of all those events because he just went through those things in the regressed state. And as we now move from the ISC through the subsequent events back to now, we can say, what's he thinking? What's he feeling? And we can verify that the changes that we suggested are, in fact, being accepted. Now, if there's a problem, I'll just simply suggest, okay, everything stops, like I push the pause button on a video player. And let's go up to him and help him out. And we'll go just before that event, once again, either the ISC or the SSE, and give whatever additional information is necessary to get that younger aspect of themselves through the event without picking up the false beliefs, experiencing the false emotions that were associated with the problem. Now, if you read my book, The Secret Language of Feelings, I'll talk about all feelings are good. Now, all feelings are good when they're based in reality. But as children, particularly, we have lots of things that scare us that are just not based in reality. And what we can do, I mean, how many times have we said, boy, I wish I would have known then what I know now? When we do this age regression work, we actually, in a very real way, can know then what we know now. As we get in rapport with that earlier aspect of ourselves, which still exists within us. And then we can change those earlier levels of thinking and feeling and behaving with the information from the adult. And then what we're going to do is we're going to transfer that change to the adult using the informed adult technique. And I'll probably have to do an episode on that. It's all covered in our courses. You know, keep in mind as you're watching these videos, each topic that we go over, it's not the end all. You know, I give you everything I can give you in 10 or 15 minutes of covering the episode that I cover in the episode. I want to get this information out to you. We want to lift the profession. I hope that it will inspire you to go all the way and take either our Week of Power course if you are a already certified hypnotherapist, or if you're coming into this profession, to take our full 10-day course, NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-Path and 7-Path, or to take to get our video course on 5-Path so you can get the whole thing. All right. Boy, that was a lot of work. Not really. It was kind of fun. But I want you to take this information. If you haven't already become a VIP member, please, right over there, unless I've changed the website since I've recorded this, right over there is a Become a VIP button, or it might be right above the video at the top of the page. It says Become a VIP. You click that, sign up and you get instant access to, you know, more than 100 hypnosis videos like this. Go through them. It's really going to lift your practice to a greater level. And then one day, I hope to see you in class, or one day be playing one of our audio or video systems in your home. That's it. Now I'm off to the convention, which is already over for you guys if you're watching this, but I'm looking forward to it. That's it. Bye-bye, Cal Banyan. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.